Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Joining me today on the Daily Spotlight is Jonathan Keller, President of California Family Council. Yesterday, we started the conversation about the U.S. Supreme Court case, NIFLA, that came out of California. Jonathan, when I think just how problematic it is that the government should be able to force a nonprofit pregnancy center that exists solely to further its pro-life mission and force them to tell women where they can get an abortion, it smacks right at free speech rights, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, again, we see in the Constitution the fact that on the one hand, the First Amendment allows you the freedom of speech and the freedom of the press. And conversely, the Fifth Amendment says that you have the right to remain silent. Now, I know normally we think about that as applied in, you know, a criminal proceeding. You know, you can't be forced to incriminate yourself. But really, there's a component of that in this case. There's a component of that free speech angle. Our founding fathers realized that if the government can force you to say a message that you disagree with, then you really don't have the freedom of speech. If the government can make any organization advertise something that is not a neutral message, not just a fact-based message, despite what the title of this bill is, but a message that is fundamentally at odds with the beliefs of the people advertising it, that really is a assault on our First Amendment constitutional freedoms. I mean, if you think about it, this would be like telling, for example, the American Lung Association that exists to try to stop lung cancer. They try to dissuade people from smoking. This would be like forcing them to advertise where you could buy a pack of cigarettes nearby. Well, I'm sorry, you know, that goes directly against the purpose they exist. And there's no reason why the government should force one private entity to advertise for services provided by another private entity.
I agree wholeheartedly. Thank you, Jonathan, for the conversation. Tomorrow, we'll discuss your inside look at the Supreme Court proceedings during oral arguments for the NIFLA case.